It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. The primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you to Saturday morning's edition of Cougar Corner. And Coach Brian Stewart is off this week. And joining us is Ed Watson. And Ed, it's good to see you back. And haven't seen you in a while, but you're almost have become the stand-in sub.
Yeah,
you know,
whenever.
Coming off the bench and giving it all you got here.
Yeah, it seems like I'm the last-minute call-up sometimes.
Oh, they wouldn't do that to you, would they?
Know, no. So when they get – Coach Stewart had an off week this week, and so he said, well, I don't have much to talk about. And last week I gave some play-by-play from Chapel Hill on some football, so you want to go in and talk about Elementary football, that'd be great. And so
we are going to do that. I want to talk a little bit just before we get into elementary football, because you're close to the program, you're close to all the programs, and you got to be excited. There have been some coaching turnovers, but you know, you've really picked off some pretty good names, and you know, I know with basketball and baseball and that kind of thing. So I know you're kind of excited about that, I think.
Yeah, there's you know, sometimes you know, when you have a lot of change, and some people think, well, you know, it's a bad thing, and change isn't always a bad thing. And so you know, we've brought some coaches in on the athletic side, with Coach Berkey taking over girls basketball, and he's been a lot of fun to work with, and I think he's putting together a pretty good staff for him. And then we brought in Billy Snell to help us with basketball, and Billy was an assistant at Lipscomb with the women for 17 years.
Wow.
And so he's got quite a bit of knowledge there, and I think that's going to be a great fit for us, because he comes from the Don Meyer tree of coaching, kind of, because he was there at Lipscomb when Coach Meyer was there and worked all the camps. Well, that's where Coach Piercy was for many years, going through college, and I was able to go to several, you know, four camps when I was in high school there. And so, you know, when we get to talking basketball, it's we're all pretty much on the same page, and it's exciting.
A lot of knowledge out of both of those coaches, and I know you got to be excited about that. And it all starts with the young ones, and we do Cougar Corner scoreboard every week, and I want to talk quickly about the junior high football team, and they're having a pretty good season to this point. In fact, they won Thursday with a 22-0 win over Forest.
Right. They've got a big matchup coming up this next week against Iggable. From my understanding, if they take care of business there, they're in the championship game, which I believe they'll go up against Cascade a week or two after that. But, yeah, they're great, I tell you. Joseph Peck, who's an eighth grader there, is an incredible athlete. And they've got quite a few good players on that team. But, you know, he is absolutely the cream of the crop there. And he plays quarterback and safety. And I tell you what, the other night, Forrest was keyed in on him, and he still scored, you know, two long touchdowns and crisscrossing across the field. And I mean, it was pretty fun
kind of
to
athlete,
watch.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's a great athlete. We're very happy to have him at MTCS, because he's going to be a great asset to us. But yeah, that junior high program has done really well, you know, over the years. And you know, last year they were in the mix for their little championship that they play in with these other schools. And so, you know, you like to see some success there among that group, because it's what leads up into our high school program. And one of the things that we sit around and talk about when we talk about, you know, football throughout the school, from elementary on up, is, you know, the high school has having some, you know, they're having their struggles here for the last couple of years. But, you know, some of those guys, you know, only got to play just a few years in junior high, and now they're, you know, trying to play in high school. Whereas, you know, this junior high group that we have now, they got to play two or three years in elementary football before they got to junior high.
which leads us to this. Elementary football has become a vital part of the football overall football program at MTCS.
Absolutely. I think any time that you have a private school like this, you need to have some good elementary programs for your sports so the kids can grow up into it. Several years ago when there was talk about trying to start football and they started it at the junior high level and, they played a couple of years there and then they started the high school. Well, one of the things that Mr. Miller and some of the others got to think about, these kids are coming into seventh grade and they're saying, you want to play football? Well, sure, I'll play. I've never played before. And so, that was the first time the kids had ever put on a helmet or put on pads and, really, really played football. And so they got to looking around at, some elementary leagues out there. And just so happens, all of the schools that we're in district with in high school were participating in the Duck River Elementary Football League. And so we asked to join, and we joined 5 years ago. And it has been a big help to us. Lots of kids that participate in it. This year, I think we've got about 125 to 130 kids in our elementary participating in it. And I think we have, somewhere probably around 280 to 300 kids in the elementary. So, we've got well over 30% that are participating in the league, either through football or through cheerleading. And so, we've got actually the largest group that we have participating is probably the third and fourth grade cheerleaders, which has somewhere around 25 to 27 girls cheering on the sideline. We've got 18 boys on the football team, so and 25 cheerleaders. So it's pretty neat.
So in essence, the junior high teams and the freshman group, where has it started where they actually have had elementary football experience? Is it the freshman group here?
The sophomores were sixth graders first year we played. So they got to play 1 year in the elementary league. And, it's that experience and getting out there and playing. And, we don't, It's the dads who focus on the winning. The kids love to win and they love to participate, but usually, by the time the horn goes off, I remember coaching my son and the kids, this group that I have in flag when they were 4, 5, and 6 year olds. And the biggest question I got every game was, hey, coach, did we win? And it's like, well, of course, yeah, we did. Did you, but they didn't know, they were out there just having fun. And so, but building it up, the kids, we want every kid to participate in it and get to play. And then there's those, there's those times where you got those big matchups. We've got one today against Community, but you kind of get a little tense about. And sometimes I sit there and think, it's just elementary football, but these kids want to win and they want to have a good time. And, it's all dads who really help out and coach, and moms that do the cheerleading and everything. So it's a whole volunteer basis that we do it on, which is really neat because, I have to go around sometimes and recruit a few dads to help out. And, they're a little nervous at first. I don't know anything about football. I can't coach flag. I never played. And I said, don't worry. You tell these guys you were all SEC player. They don't know any difference. Yeah. You just get out there and organize and get them lined up. And that's kind of the biggest thing there. And sometimes it's funny, we go into the first week every year and some of the coaches, I don't know if these kids will ever get a snap off. I don't know. These practices, they just go crazy, I tell them, I say, you just wait. The kids will step up when it's time. And sure enough, every time they step up to the plate and execute, just like you would want them to. And but it has been a big, big help to our athletic program when you talk about football. And that's one of the things that I remind people of is say, just give it a, wait until this junior high group moves up and then you've got them in high school for a couple of years. Those are kids that have been playing since they were third, fourth, fifth grade. And that experience is going to be huge to them.
I guess that was my point. I know that some of the sophomores, but they only had 1 year.
Right.
But now as you continue, this junior high group that's coming up are going to have at least several years now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think they've played in it. They must have played in it 2 or 3 years.
Ed Watson, our guest here on Cougar Corner. And, Ed, it goes – you mentioned flag football. Let's start with exactly what age – that they do start, because flag, that's little bitty fellas, right?
Oh yes, we start out in our pre-K 4 program with them. So we've got it's 4, 5, and 6 year olds. It's pre-K 4 up through kindergarten. And so they start out playing flag, and those little guys out there, it's neat to watch them, because whenever they pull that flag, they want everybody to know that they pulled that flag, and they're just excited as they can be out there.
Not a lot of difficult sets offensively.
As I told the coach this year, I said he was worried about what he was going to run, and I said, look, I said the most important player on your team is your center, because if he doesn't get the ball snapped, you're dead meat. And so that's one of the things we've always talked about is, you know, telling that center, hey, you're the most important kid on the team, because that's really the worst job to have, you know. And so we build that up quite a bit. But those little guys, man, they are fun to watch run around out there.
I would think that in that age group, organization really is the big key. I mean, just having them organized, where to be. That's what you're trying to work, where you need to be at a certain position and that kind of thing. It's just really very elementary, no pun intended, but it's very, very elementary what you're trying to teach them.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing that I struggle with coaching my own team, and I see other coaches that struggle with it, and we talk about it every year. Don't make it too difficult for them, you know, especially down in flag, you know, it's, hey, get the snap off and tell the kid to run right or to run left. You know, it's not, you know, there's no blocking schemes. There's nothing real, real complicated about it. Just catch the ball, hand it off and run. And then if you're on defense, go pull the flag before they get to the end zone, you know? And so,
but there are a lot of kids that don't even touch a ball, up till they're in the junior high. I mean, they really don't have any experience even. And I guess that's what you're trying to teach there, is getting familiar, trying to catch a ball, trying to run with the ball, trying to go after defenders, that kind of thing, in just a very small way.
Well, you know, anything you do, you got to work on the fundamentals of it. And you know, I tell these coaches, you know, one of the things that we talk about in basketball and we talk about in football is, you know, to me, really the most important thing that you have to start with is your feet. You know, and we talk about in blocking having good, you know, good footwork and good balance. And, you know, when you're breaking down on a tackle, or, if you're a flag player breaking down in front of the guy running the ball, you know, you got to have good feet doing that. And so that's one of the things that we kind of stress in some of our drills and things that we're doing. We're always talking about our feet and building that player up from the ground up. But those fundamentals as far as tackling, because, you know, I see the TV shows and things, you know, about, you know, the hitting and things like that. And you know, if you've got a kid that, you know, our goal is not to weed out the players before they get to junior high or to high school. You know, we want everybody participating. We want our high school program to have 50 or 60 kids there and let Coach Stewart figure out which ones are the players. We want them enjoying football. I talked to a kid the other day that played basketball for us several years ago. He's taking a class at MTSU about, you know, basically elementary sports and things like that. And I told him, I said, you know, at this level, kids will go play anything, you know, basketball, baseball, football, whatever it may be. Your customer is really the parents, and you got to make the parents feel comfortable about what you're doing. They've got to be excited about it. You got to include them in it.
They almost feel like a piece of the – I mean, see them grow up and they play, and these dads that have helped and people that worked in concession stands, all that, they've got to feel like a lot of pride in that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, that's one of the neatest things about it is, you know, over these last 4 or 5 years doing this, some of my best friends are the guys that I coach with, and I coach their kids. And, you know, you got your moms that are showing up to practices every day. And, you know, with a text at, you know – noontime, I can send a text out saying, hey, let's get some ice cream bars together for the boys after practice today. And, you know, I'll have five or six that'll respond back to me within the, you know, 30 minutes saying, hey, I'll do it, you know. So, you know, we get the parent, try to get the parents involved. And, you know, as you go with private schools or any place like that, you know, you've got to have volunteers that are willing to help out in concession stands and, you know, just the, you know, the administration day stuff of game days and practices and stuff like that. And so we get the parents involved and I think you get them involved and they get emotionally involved into the games, and you can hear them up there yelling and screaming and cheering on their kids. And that's one of the things we try to do is, you know, we really try to get every kid, an opportunity to kind of show out, like you were saying. Yeah, not every kid's going to be a running back. Not every kid gets to be the quarterback. You know, some kids got to be the left guard or the left tackle, and, you know, hardly ever get any, you know, any praise as far as their name being yelled out over the loudspeaker. But, you know, we'll get together and watch a little bit of game tape and realize, man, this kid did great on the line, and try to give them some credit for it.
I guess – as it goes, as they get older, then it becomes a little bit more added into the offensive scheme, those kind of things, just how to block someone as they get a little bit older. Is that how it works?
Right, right. You know, I mean, at that flag level, it's basically just get in front of somebody, you know. Get in front of somebody, don't let them through. And then as we move up a little bit, you know, we may start splitting their gaps a little bit and their stances and working on, you know, maybe a pass blocker or run blocker, which way we want to turn that blocker in. We'll talk about that. And, you know, again, sometimes I wonder if it's too difficult for them to understand, and then I go back and I'll look at a game tape of where you know, this kid that I didn't know if he was really listening to me executed it perfectly every time, and you know, we ran that play, and you know, that's neat to see that they're picking up on some of this stuff, you know, when it comes game time, they're executing it like they should.
You mentioned the junior high, the elementary football schedule coming up, and you've got, am I reading this right? Let's see. Liberty is on September 29th, is that right?
Yes, sir. That's
okay.
Next Saturday.
And so it's every week somewhere. Do you play at the same place, or is this, do you travel?
All four teams will go around, and we travel, today we play at home against Community, and then next week all four teams will go to Liberty and play. And this is really what I like about it is you know, you've got schools like today, like I said, Community, Chapel Hill, Iggville, Cascade, Moore County, some of those teams that our high school play, our junior high play. So, you know, if it's feasible for our boys to maybe go up against the same kids for 12 years if they stay in the league this long, you know, and play football that long. And so but that's what I like about it is we get to go to these same communities that, you know, we're going to in basketball and football in high school.
And you can see the difference already with junior high. I mean, the increased success of your junior high program, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, those kids, you know, like I was talking about, those guys that have been playing in it a while, to see how excited they get, and you know, I mean, you know, as someone told me, you know, they get their passion bucket full and they get ready to go out there and play, and they're excited, and you know, they've lost two or three games this year, and I think they were all by 6 points or less, you know, and a couple of them they had the ball driving down the field in the last minute, you know, only to have, you know, the time run out on them. And so they're right there, and to see success, that's the thing you want to see out of it, you know, is, you know, you're not going out there and you know, you get some of these leagues that don't keep score, and you know, they want everybody to participate. Well, we want everybody to participate, but we also want to have some success out of it. And one of the great things that I tell people all the time about this, over the last 4 years, at the end of the season, we have a championship game in the league. Over the last 4 years, there have been 16 championship games from Flag, Division I, Division II, Division III. MTCS has participated in 8 of those 16 games.
Wow.
Last
wow.
year, we played in 3 of them. And so it was I loved it because Cougar Nation just hiked right up to Cascade and set camp for about 5 hours that day to watch our Flag Division I and Division II teams playing the championship games. And so we've had some great success there.
Well, Ed, we appreciate you coming in today and talking about elementary football, and good things ahead for Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Oh, as always, we're right there. And, you know, it's a great place to be. It's, you know, 50 years, and we're looking forward to another 50 years. And got some good things going on over there.
Hey, Coach Stewart always does Cougar Corner, Cougar Scoreboard with me. You want to help me with this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
let's go right ahead.
We're going to do it as quickly as we can. We got about a minute. Tuesday, these are scores from volleyball, high school volleyball. A tough loss to Eagleville in volleyball. Megan Smith had 4 aces. Keegan Reeves with 6 assists. Brianna McDaniel, 5 kills. Heather Farrar, 5 digs. On Tuesday, a loss to Eagleville, the varsity. That was a JV game, that first one I mentioned. Rachel Mullen, though, had 14 assists and 17 digs by Mackenzie McKnight. And Thursday versus Lancaster Christian's varsity, it was a win, 25-14, 25-21, 26-24 win for the volleyball team. That's another sport that's flying high right now, doing much better, getting better every year.
Molly Beasley's doing a great job of that group.
And golf, Thursday, Middle Tennessee Christian School, 175, Cascade 161, Central 164, Baron Corley 46, Ian Harper 43, Trey Lashley 41. I could go on and on. High school girls soccer, well, they had a tough – tough week. Tuesday they lost 1-0 to Forest, and Thursday 3-0 to Cascade. So some pretty close games, even though they were losses, they're pretty tight.
Yeah, they're a fun little group to watch. I got up here to watch that Forest game, and they got some little athletes on there.
Junior high football, September 20th versus Forest, 22-0 win. Big win for the JH football, and they've got a big game today. Next week, Eagleville, right? Thursday again at Eagleville, big game. And junior high volleyball Tuesday, September 18th. They had a win. Boy, the junior high are dominant, aren't they? 25-17, 25-15 win. Next week, the golf district tournament's coming up on the 24th. Junior high tennis versus Central Middle. Junior high volleyball at Curry Ingram. Tuesday, the 25th, high school girls soccer at Smith County. High school volleyball at Community. Wednesday, the 26th, junior high tennis versus Whitworth Buchanan. Thursday, September 27th, is junior high volleyball at Dixon Academy. High school volleyball versus Cannon County. High school girls soccer versus Lipscomb. And junior high football at Eagle. That's the big one. That's the one that Ed was talking about on the 27th. And that's going to kind of dictate.
Go to the championship.
There you go. Wow. Some pressure there. Friday the 28th, the high school football at Community. And the football team, we didn't really talk about them much, but they are starting to you can see some good positive signs, can't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then elementary football versus Liberty on the 29th. And Ed, we certainly appreciate you coming out today and talking to us about elementary football. That's an exciting thing. And I'm sure you would be willing to talk to anybody that's interested in elementary football.
Well, I don't have a problem talking about it. So I love it. And it's a great thing to be involved in. I love seeing the kids involved in it.
And you were on the ground floor of that as well, weren't you?
I was there when the first year we did it. And it's a great thing. And it's fun to be involved in it. There's a lot of work that goes into it behind the scenes by a lot of people, a lot of coaches that people don't know about, and they don't get much praise for it. And I want to tell those people thank you. I don't have time to mention them all by names, but you know, we got great support from our administration, from our board and teachers and everything. And anytime you drive by MTCS right now on a Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, you're going to see a bunch of kids out there on the playground playing football, and it's a great thing to see.
All right, Ed Watson, thank you very much. Milton Tennessee Christian School, say hi to your dad too for us, will you?
All right.
All right, that's Ed Watson, and he is basically the organizational chief of elementary football, and that's going to do it for Cougar Corner. Want to remind you that coming up, we will have the Rutherford Home Show coming up right after this, and I want to thank Brian Barrett, Zach Troutman, back at the station for all his fine work, and until we see you next Saturday, this is John Dinkins. So long, everybody.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we will not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.